Live, local, and late-breaking coverage you can count on News Talk 1010 WCSI and 98.1 FM.
Your WRTV Storm Team weather forecast, clear and calm tonight with patchy fog early Thursday morning and a low of 45. From the White River Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Clark. A Michigan man's been arrested, accused of racing down Interstate 65 through our area early this morning at more than 100 miles an hour. According to the Indiana State Police, the incident started about 4 this morning when troopers received reports of a car speeding south of Seymour on Interstate 65 in Jackson County with no headlights or taillights illuminated. A trooper moved into place to catch the speeding vehicle and confirmed it was traveling at 118 miles an hour with only its emergency flashers on for lights. The trooper tried to pull the vehicle over, but the driver did not stop, instead turning off all of its lights and passing vehicles on the right using the emergency lane and an exit ramp at Austin. The driver eventually stopped near Scottsburg, turning his lights on and slowly pulling over to the side of the road. The driver, Joseph Strain, was taken into custody. He is facing preliminary charges, including resisting law enforcement with a vehicle, reckless driving, possession of marijuana, possession of drug paraphernalia, and maintaining a common nuisance. Indiana State Police were assisted by the Scott County Sheriff's Department and Scottsburg Police Department. The parking lot at Oakbrook Park in Columbus will be closing for about 10 days. According to the Columbus Parks and Recreation Department, the parking lot will be closed starting on Friday and lasting through Monday, October 14th. That'll be while crews work on drainage repairs at the park. If you have any questions, you can call the Parks Department at 812-376-2599. News at the top and bottom of every hour and on demand at 1010WCSI.com. We're on X, the former Twitter, at 1010WCSI, and on Facebook at News Talk 1010WCSI. I'm News Director John Clark from the White River Broadcasting Newsroom.